Well, let's start off with the expansion project. You've got a site picked out?
Yes, we have a site picked out. It's north of the business park in Stevens Point, just south of the railroad tracks. It's about 43 acres. That should give us enough land to grow for at least the next 40, 50 years for the company's growth.
What's the building plan?
The building plan right now is we're going to initially build for about 600 employees, and then we'll have a phase two that will go for another 400. But we expect within 10 years we'll be close to filling that building out.
What's the timeline for starting?
We're still meeting with companies to try to get an idea of how we want to do it. When you look at that time frame, we'll probably be making a decision of who we're going to go with by the end of September. After we make that decision, it's probably going to be a 3 or 4 month period before we actually have plans that we'll have developed for it.
As you look ahead for the employees, what are the projected numbers for new employees along with the ones you got?
For new employees, the next 12 months, we're estimating it's going to be about 50 employees in Stevens Point. If you look at the 5 year, we're looking at about 617 with about 515 here in Stevens Point. And then if you look 10 years out, we're looking at about 1,080 jobs with over 827 jobs here in central Wisconsin.
That's 1,080 total, not 1,080 new ones?
1,080 total employees in 10 years from now. So when you look at the Wisconsin employees, we're 297 right now. We'll have 827 in that time frame.
Kind of talk about what this day means and the fact that you're able to announce numbers like that to bring to the city.
It's what we've been waiting for. I guess for myself, it finally hit me today what has actually happened, and it's going to allow us to now start to focus on growing our business, which is the most important thing for our company and for our employees as well.
And you got a little emotional in your speech. Kind of talk about, you know, personally what this means, you know, with your family growing this business from the ground up.
Well, when you look at it, I mean, this has weighed heavy on us for 2.5 years, and to finally have that off, and I guess today I realize that it's finally off of us, and we can start looking at, go back to growing the company, which is the most important thing as far as we see it.
As you're growing the company, the last 2.5 years, you've been pretty much at a standstill, not knowing what you can do. Now in the presentation today, it's announced that you've got another Wisconsin school signed on. Is this just the starting point now to get Wisconsin to get more schools on Skyward?
Oh, yes, and when you look at it, that 2.5 year hiatus that they had in buying their student management systems, they're now pent up looking for an opportunity to buy something. And we're talking to probably, I believe it's 10 different schools right now. So there's good potential that we'll have quite a bit more business coming our way because these schools are sort of hand-tied. Part of the issue with the statewide student information system is they were with systems that were going out of business or weren't being supported anymore. So these schools are between a rock and a hard place as far as what they have to do to administratively run their school districts.
And everything changes with technology. You've got new applications and new features constantly that are coming in with the program, right?
Right. As we have an R&D department, that's their own job. Their only job is to look for the latest and greatest functionality that we can add to our product. Our business model is such that we rely on our current customers as well as new business. So it's important that we stay in touch with what's happening out in the market.